USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly speaks to a college crowd in New Jersey last night, where he says Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman did the right thing when he voiced concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Speaking at Drew University, Kelly said Vindman was simply doing his job by reporting that he heard Trump ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. A huge contingent of law enforcement officers are looking for a missing 6-year-old girl in Casey, Alabama. She was last seen getting off her school bus Monday afternoon. A spokesman for the Department of Public Safety says,
"We are looking for even the smallest piece of evidence that could point us in the direction of bringing Faye home."
Police say some tips from the public have been coming in. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Republican Utah Congressman Chris Stewart may reportedly become the next director of national intelligence. The New York Times is saying that members of the Trump administration are pushing President Trump to nominate the four-term congressman for that job. The position of DNI has been open since August after the resignation of Dan Coats. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar before the Senate Finance Committee today, largely testifying about his department's budget, but he also updated lawmakers on the coronavirus.
As of today, I can announce that the CDC has begun working with health departments in 5 cities to use its flu surveillance network to begin testing individuals with flu-like symptoms for the China coronavirus.
The death toll from the coronavirus in China, where it began, has just been upped by 242, the death toll now at least 1,300. And more than 60,000 people have been diagnosed with what's now called COVID-19. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Head of the Iowa Democratic Party is resigning after last week's caucus debacle there. Troy Price saying in a resignation letter that his presence as chairman makes it more difficult for the party there to move forward from the caucuses. A coding error in an app led to a significant delay in reporting the results. A former party chairman in Polk County, Iowa, says of Price's decision,
"He operated with some class. He took responsibility for what happened, and he didn't blame anybody else."
Tom Henderson there speaking to CBS News. The CDC with a warning concerning coronavirus. Colin Kaepernick is writing his memoir. The yet untitled book will explore why he still wants to play for the NFL, despite still being unsigned ever since his 2017 kneeling protests, which he said were against police mistreatment of African Americans. It should also provide a look into the former San Francisco QB's mindset over the past few years, insight from a man who rarely gives interviews. Kaepernick says the book will be coming out sometime later this year. Prosecutors in Georgia say a group of thieves drove around Atlanta in a Rolls Royce, pretending to be very well known and well connected as they scammed hotels out of tens of thousands of dollars. A complaint filed this week claims they ran up huge tabs at hotels, saying they worked for the entertainment firm Roc Nation, allegedly duping one hotel out of $45,000, another out of $39,000. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.